T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! How'd that work out for you?
So good. Lails. I'm sorry I missed the Bears segment, but I'm not sorry because I'll have to take that up with you at another time.
Not your fault. Little bit of a malfunction we both had. I lost Zoom contact and Layla lost all contact for a little while. But guess what, Layla Rahimi? The hero of the day then became Lawrence Holmes because he was just like right there. He'd been warming up. And he was ready to jump in, and he did just that, which he'll do here in just a second. But I want to quickly say thank you to the people who joined the show, other than Lawrence Holmes already. We had Michael Pena from Sports Illustrated talking Bulls with us. That was at 10:20. Fergie Jenkins, the Hall of Famer, was on with us at 11. And hopefully you just got a chance to hear Les Grobstein. He was just on with us. And Layla, this has been, I think this is the first time you and I have done like extended show or any kind of on-air stuff together, right?
I think not any because I co-hosted with Parkins over the fall and you definitely came on to talk Bears.
Yes. So there was Bears talk that we did, but this has been a lot of fun and hopefully I'll get to do it with you again sometime down the road. But let's bring in your guy, our guy. He is the one and only Lawrence Holmes.
It has been a great week for like old man cool between the versus of Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers and then Fergie getting a statue. Like old man cool has been represented this week.
You know what's amazing about old man cool, Fergie Jenkins? And I don't know, maybe I should have known this, but I didn't realize that, and Fergie said it, he never got injured in his career.
That is wild.
Yeah, because you don't see it now with pitchers these days where it's just commonplace, like I said, to have the reconstructive Tommy John surgery or to miss games. And Fergie never, and he admitted, he said, well, it's genetics, but he comes from the old school era of high pitch count, complete your game, a la Lance Lynn, as he did yesterday.
Well, it's my favorite stat about Fergie. I threw this out and I'll ask the both of you. I don't know if you've looked it up. So Fergie pitched over 500 games. How many complete games do you think he had?
Ooh. It has to be a high number, right?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be.
Given that he had a 25-win season, given that he had the sixth straight of 20 wins and that meant something to him, 500 plus? I'm going to say, I think 75, 80 is high, and that's crazy, but I bet it's more.
267.
Oh, God. That's obnoxious.
Over half his games.
Over half his games
are complete games. We act like Lance Lynn won an Oscar last night.
Layla, oh, my God.
Fergie had, in his Cy Young year, he completed 30 games. 30!
Completed 30 games.
There's like general managers and pitching coaches fainting right now listening to that. What? No! You can't do
what
that.
What would you have guessed, Grody? What was on your mind?
No. Like, where you were is probably about where I would be. I was nowhere near what Lawrence just said. That is absolutely fascinating. And that's why it was something to see the work that Lance Lynn did yesterday, that he was allowed to go all nine in that game. And you know what? I bet we don't see him go all nine again this entire year.
Well, it's difficult. I mean, you don't usually see guys do it, and you had to go back to what the no-hitter the last time a White Sox had done it. But he is a guy that is usually comfortable in the 110 pitch count, like Reigns.
Yes.
Like a lot of guys, like you start to get really nervous when they get close to 95. And Lance Lynn, throughout his entire career, has been a guy like, I'll just keep throwing, because he's really only throwing one pitch. So
fastball.
Yeah.
Oh, Lance was mixing it up. His sinker looked great. He was working with five pitches at one point, but the fastball was fueling everything. He was working that high in the zone. It was everything you baseball fan needed yesterday when it came to the Cubs winning and the way they did, and then Lance Lynn just going out there and just shoving, for lack of a better term. That's really what happened out
there.
That's
exactly what he did to the Royals. He was like, here, take some of this.
Yeah.
Enjoy this. Try to put this in play. And it was a dominant performance. Like, it wasn't just that he completed the game. He did it in dominant fashion. I do think that he might need some extra PFPs, because he might have had a no-hitter if he goes to cover first base. But if you're going to shut down the opponents that way, it kind of doesn't matter. It was a really impressive performance. And I know after the first start, he was disappointed in not going deeper into the game. And that's exactly what the White Sox needed. They needed a starter to give them a little bit more inning depth than what they've gotten, because of the way that the bullpen has been kind of compromised, where you're not in games close enough that you're using Liam Hendricks, and you kind of have to get him out there in a low leverage situation just to get him some work. And now what they were able to accomplish is getting the bullpen 2 days off. So now you're fully loaded when you come back at the Royals. And if you want to throw Crochet and Kopech again, you want to have those be the first two guys out the chute, not a problem.
Man, that is just what that bullpen needed. You couldn't have put it any better, especially after what we saw in Seattle before yesterday. That's a sigh of relief for a lot of people involved.
Did you guys catch, by the way, in the Cubs game?
Bears.
And Arrieta. Bears.
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 Something that Jim DeShays pointed out that was great, that Jake Arrieta loves him a sinker. And so they did at PNC Park, they didn't wet down the area right in front of the plate. They left it dry, because the idea being that Jake Arrieta will throw the sinker, it'll go in the dirt, and they don't want it to deaden. So if it's wet, then the ball, in theory, would deaden. So they were kind of a little bit of gamesmanship from the grounds crew at PNC Park. It didn't really come into play, because it didn't feel like Arrieta had much going on. He just sort of powered through what he did. But I thought that was fascinating and a great catch by Jim DeShays.
Yes, I'm really enjoying, like, Jake 2K21. I'm so happy that he's back, and I think that they needed a guy with an edge to kind of go into that rotation, because they've and I think that Alzolay might end up being one of those types of dudes, but it's not outward. And with Hendricks, it's not outward. It's just he's gonna break some bats, because he's gonna get in on your hands and he's gonna have really good location. Jake is kind of an intimidating factor just kind of on his own. And the way that he commands the mound, I think, is significant. So seeing him have early success, and yes, I know both these games are against the Pirates, that he's had quality starts in, I think that they've needed that, because they're not an intimidating rotation when you just look at the stuff of the guys that are in it.
I'm going to take this pause to remind everybody that golf coverage on The Score is presented by Sam Adams' Wicked Hazy IPA. Wicked Hazy.
Yo.
Wicked Hazy, yo.
Good job, Layla. I appreciate that.
Look at you reading the ads and all that good stuff. It's,
I mean, it's like she's
a full-fledged radio person now.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm not all grows up yet, but I'm trying. I'm easy.
Here's what I didn't know about this show, Lawrence, and we'll let you do your show here in a second. But what I didn't know about this show, the Bernstein and Rahimi show, is that Layla gets a 10-minute break during the show. That's cool. I mean, like, I would love to have that in my contract. Because, like, all jobs get, like, 10-minute breaks, right? You go sit in the break room, you have your snack. That's what Layla gets in the show, apparently.
Oh, no. Listen here. Apparently, some higher power was preventing me from trying to yell at you about the idea of Matt Nagy calling plays and how that has somewhat been successful, and that somehow Bill Lazor wasn't successful calling the appropriate plays, aka adjusting.
Look what we just missed.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, see, here's the thing that you don't know about Layla. Like, that's the red button, yo. Like, talking about the Bears is the thing where it gets her fired up. And
fired up, man. I'm telling you, it gets her completely fired up. You know, it's me, it's George, it's Matt, it's Joey Lane.
Very good.
I've been working on it. I've been working on my Ryan Pace impersonation. You have to throw in Joey Lane's name just all the time. Just for no reason.
Yes.
Even if it doesn't have anything to do with the salary cap, just throw Joey Lane's name in there and you're good. But yes, Layla gets on 10 talking about the Bears, and it's fantastic.
Well, and I love these people who, like, okay, for whatever reason, they didn't hear you and I in the monthly visitor segment that lasted for years on The Score talk about this. So then people will be like, oh, you've lived in all these cities and you clearly don't have that emotion about the Bears. You're obviously faking it, and I have a problem listening to this show. I'm sure you do. I'm sure if your opinion is wrong of me, that it's going to be a hard listen because it's simply incorrect.
Yep.
But no, I've been fired up about the Bears for years. I'm sorry that I've lived in a lot of cities and that bothers you. Get outside more.
See?
Oh my God. So you must have just been losing your mind, Layla, when you were off the air and you didn't have your Bears chance. Just for the record, I wasn't saying that the Bears are better off necessarily with Matt Nagy calling the plays. I was just saying it's not like the Bears offense exploded under Bill Lazor. I mean, there was it started well, and then there was a decrescendo, and it became what the Bears were all year once the real competition came at the very end. So, like, I'm kind of more like flip a coin. I don't really care who calls plays because it's not like either had major success.
Similar to me hosting TV shows with ease, but not knowing how to drive shows necessarily and remotely making it difficult. We adjust for our personnel and the strengths and weaknesses therein in any job, do we not?
That is correct.
That is part of what gets you the job and keeps the job for you, correct?
That is correct.
Then thusly, wouldn't you think that perhaps it is the job of a coaching staff in the NFL when adjustments are at a premium?
100%.
All right.
Like, also correct.
Well, then.
See?
I mean, I've got some other skills. Like, I know how to tap dance, but I'm not going to bring it onto this show because it's not pertinent to the goal now, is it?
So, wait. What was the dance that you were doing the other night? What was the actual dance that you were doing? Because I saw.
I enjoyed that.
When I saw the Insta, and I was like, oh, she's getting the hair did. If she's getting the hair did, that means
gorgeous.
There might be some dancing going on.
Gorgeous.
That is the resumption of the Dancing with Chicago Celebrity show that I didn't get to do last year. So it's been a little bit different this year. It's the watch party virtual event, and you'll have to check out Arthur Murray Chicago to get the details. It is on Friday the 16th.
Do we get to vote for you?
I don't know how it works. I also know that I had a brand new partner and a brand new routine, so everything had changed. But I was just happy to be out there and getting it done.
Because if we get the chance to vote for you, we are going to vote. Like, we are, the people are going to come out and we are going to vote. So when you find out what it is, you let us know.
I should probably look into that.
Because we will bring the people to the party to vote for you, for sure.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a bit of a learning curve. Like, I didn't practice as much or as diligently as I did the last time, but, you know, pandemic and stuff. So I made adjustments because that's what you do.
Oh, there it is again.
That's what they do. Before I let you go, Panda? Can we go with Panda for your mean Mercedes? Can you just start calling him Panda?
Oh, my God. You texted me that earlier, and I did a real LOL. I was like, yes! Yes, because Lawrence, you and I did a show one time. I think it was a weekend show, and you had me on, and we did 3 hours, and we were talking about how obsessed the national broadcast was with Panda, Panda, Panda. Oh, it's hilarious. We call him Panda, but your mean Mercedes is kind of Panda.
And White Sox colors, black and white. I mean, you got it covered. Like, you could do a whole thing if you wanted to.
But his jersey said Yerminator, right? Are we not going with that?
Yes. I'm thinking of it as a secondary nickname for Yermin while Yermin mania is going on.
What about Armin?
I also have Big Yerm. I came up with that one last night instead of Big Perm. Big Yerm, we could go with that. Or Panda. Either I'm good with anything that we want to do to celebrate what has been a great start to his professional career.
I love all of that, but I got to go with Armin. He's not your mean.
He's Armin. All right. That's cool.
Darchuck, Armin.
We can go with that. All of that stuff works. Fantastic job, both of you. Have a wonderful weekend, the both of you. And I'm looking forward to, at some point, seeing you both.
I like
it. Lawrence, you are the goods, man. Thank you. You have a great show. Have a great weekend, and thanks for coming on twice today.
Ah, you know, I was already here, so it wasn't like I had to do anything special. And I love you guys, so it's all good. So deuces, y'all. Deuces.
Thanks, see you, man.
That is Mark Grody, Layla Rahimi, the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. I believe Dan will be back on Monday. You can check them out Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until noon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.